floor making a move, you know, about the movement until I told the lady, she said, well, I don't know anything that she's going to do now, but we're going to have to fill a jail up. I said, well, I'm ready to go. I said, I pray to go, and I said, I will go, and I did. I went to jail just like I told them. I went to work that morning. I got off and went by and got my checkup and went right on to jail.
Do you work for some woman and some in a home?
I used to. But that one, she fired me.
She did, after that?
She fired me before that. She fired me the 24th day of February.
Why?
See, I got off of work and I walked the picket line. She would go to town and she would watch the picket line.
Oh.
But when she would come back home, she would never say a word to me about the picket line. I wouldn't say a word to her about the picket line. Every evening when I got off and I wanted to, I'd go right out and catch the bus and put the time off the picket line until I get tired and come on back home.
And she fired you finally?
That's right. She saw me on the picket line the 22nd day of February.
Mm-hmm.
And that Monday was the 24th. She had her husband to call me and tell me when he called. He says, Mary, I says, what? He said, well, me and Miss Billy done talked things over. We decided that we would do our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you why I knew that wasn't true. She had three children in school, boys.
Mm-hmm.
And every day of their life, they put on clean, starched nine blue jeans and shirts. They put on clean clothes every day, the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she had a big house. I cooked it breakfast some more. Every day I cooked them and cooked supper while I was cooking them. All right, there were four beds of every day. I did that. And to wash the clothes for the five people in the family, I had them to keep straight. I had to iron. Plus, the beauty shop towel was brought in. I had to do them. I had to wash them. Hang them out. Fold them up.
How much did you get for that kind of work?
Oh, I didn't get but $21 a week for that kind of work.
Mm. And now you're working by the day?
No, I don't have a job now. The man that I work for, he told me that I had 2 months to wait there for me, but I did wait 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he had another late start. The time when I broke my toe, I wasn't there for anyone. I was home.
So now you're not working?
No,
mm-hmm.
I haven't worked yet since I came out the hospital.
Is Miss Williams your sister?
That's right.
Oh.
Miss Hall?
Miss Hall?
Mrs. Hall.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Hall. I called you that
time.
Well, Pinky and I are on first name basis, I'm proud to say. So, and I also am proud to say that Pinky, Mrs. Hall, is a delegate, national delegate, to the National Freedom Democratic Party in Mississippi. And she, on Wednesday, she will be leaving for Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Right.
And,
well, I'm so excited. I don't know how to start out, but first I will say this. But I started working with the movement back in January when it first started in Hattiesburg. And after I started working with the movement, I was asked to be an area captain. And after I had worked being an area captain, I was added to the temporary executive committee. I also was treasurer for the movement and for Reverend Camel, when he was problem, white people had been told to hate because, as I said, I hate to repeat myself, but I like to repeat myself if you don't mind. Even if I was walking down the street and little white children would see me with the baby in my arm, or if I had little children with me, they would want to play with them until their parents would teach them not to play with the children, they would play with them. And when they grow up the same age, the white would teach them that they are Negroes. They don't teach them they are Negroes. They are colored people. They say they are Negroes. And don't play with them, and then they won't play with them because they're taught not to play with them and taught to hate them. But as I say, my mother always taught us to love because the Bible never tells us to hate anyone. He said, love you one another as I have already commanded you to do. And I also told you that the Bible tells us he that say he hated, he that, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon,
yeah.
He that say he loves me whom he haven't seen and hated his brother he walked with daily is a lie and the truth is not in him.
Satisfied. And I've never told one in my life that I was satisfied because I wasn't. That we get along good and all stuff like that. But now how in the world can we be satisfied when we don't make but a little a day? We had to pay the same thing for our food, the same thing for our clothing, taxes as well. We get through paying our taxes, nothing else we can say about it. Just think for an instant, this great big canal back here, back of our house. If that were in the white settlement, it'd be concrete from the top, down through the bottom, up to the next bank. It wouldn't be any breeding places for mosquitoes and things to live, because if it already be fixed, the streets would be better, the drainage would be better, we'd have better lights and things. So, in our present condition, like our streets stand, like these canals and things around our homes stand, and all these breeding places for mosquitoes and things, we are not satisfied.
And how do you think, Mrs. Williams, you are going to achieve the rights that belong to you?
Well, we're going to have to keep it on as we have done before. We got to keep praising, we got to keep working. Because there's one scripture the Bible says, he helped those and helped them save.
So the struggle will have to go on for quite some time before you achieve your goals.
That's right. And I'm willing to continue to work, to continue to pray, because when I called to the courthouse this afternoon and found out that my application blank wasn't suitable, I had to fill out another. I'm ready.
And how many times have you done this? How many times have you made the attempt to register?
Four times.
And are you going to continue?
I'm going to continue.
Until you succeed.
I'm just going to keep it on just until I get my car. I'm determined to keep on because you never have won about giving up.
Wonderful. I like the hand. I also work it on the bond in the community to help get people out of jail. During the time, I'm still on that committee. During the time when Miss William, my sister, was in jail along with 6 or 7 others. When I say 44 others, because it was 6 or 7 and there were children that was underage that they couldn't keep in jail and didn't have their bond to get them out. But I worked on it so hard and so faithful, so much so until it becomes to be a part of me when I would lay down at night to sleep. I really wouldn't sleep. I would hang sleep and dream, and I'd just see myself first from the sheriff's office and then back out to pick up someone in the community to take them back to the sheriff's office. And when I wasn't at the sheriff's office in my sleep, I was upstairs asking how much did they probably value to. I really felt like I hated it hard, and I still do.
Oh, that you do.
So many people all together.
And they have grasped something that they will never forget. And my little niece just loves the lowest sixth. She just loves this freedom school. And all the little children around that I talk with, I would question them days when I'd be sitting on the porch and they would pass the street and I would ask them how did they like it and they told me. I said, that is wonderful.
Miss Williams, how do you feel the community, both Negro and white, has been affected by the presence of the Summer Project here?
Well, they've been affected big because there have been lots of transfers back and forth up and down the street. We can see strange cars coming in and out, and when they see the civil rights workers on people's porches or something like that, they couldn't hardly go where they were going, and when it wasn't like that, they would back the car and come back and look good and all stuff like that. And some of it was expectation, you know. And then some of it was just for me. And then some of it were looking on, trying to learn. But I can tell you the time when Hattiesburg really got stirred up. And it really took a move to want to do something to us about the picket line. There were 4 ministers who were on that picket line. And there were 2 white girls. And their team.
I'm sorry. Hoskins feeds between 12 to 15 people each night, and I think you said you fed 30 one day.
That's right, one Sunday.
My God, and after everybody's eaten, and she cleans up after them, and you can imagine what a job that is, in this, especially in this heat. Mrs. Hoskins, what is it in you that makes you want to do so much for the Freedom Fight?
Well, sis, I guess I'm not going to march. Well, I can't be up from Hector.
That's wonderful. Do you feel that there's been a change?
Oh, yes. There has been a wonderful change.
Yeah. Since when?
Since the co-workers have been here.
here.
Is that so?
That's right.
And you feel there really has been a change in the climate?
Yes, certainly have.
And you feel there's more hope for the future?
That's right.
That's wonderful. More hope for your grandchildren.
Well, thanks.
And she has shown us some articles that her grandchildren have written that are beautiful. And I have two here that Johnny has written. I want Johnny himself to read them. John, you're about 12 now, huh? Okay, just a minute, honey.
Okay, you read them nice and slowly, so I'll hold it.
Freedom in our home. My mother and my grandmother fix dinner for 12 people every night. But some days they're out for dinner. Dave shows us card tricks after dinner when he has time. And sometimes we play ball before we eat. And Mike tells funny jokes. I went canvassing with them and got two people to fill out freedom forms. It was fun, but then it was time to go. I wish we could have stayed longer, and I wish I could be a part of it. The colored person doesn't have his freedom, but the white person has his way to do whatever he wants to do. He can go into any motel he wants to go to, but someday the colored person will be able to go to any motel he wants to, and that day is coming. Did God put white man here to rule the world? God didn't, but put any man here to rule the world. The next one is about life in Mississippi. What is life in Mississippi? It means hard work. That's what it means. Hard work. It means that if a colored person wants something, he has to work for it. He can't sit around the house all day and smoke cigarettes and cigars and drink half-sized wine. A colored person has to get out and make his living just like slaves every morning and every night. He has to work and work. But he's getting tired and soon he'll quit. He's going to retire and the white man's going to start smoking cigars and cigarettes and his high-priced wine. He'll have to learn his own selfish and he'll know how it feels getting up in the night going to work. And we want to get some of our own race in office. That's why we are getting people to vote and fill out the forms to get better people we want in office.
Thank you, Johnny.
Doing the thing that we know has to be done, and that they knew had to be done. And because we have to keep on living, that's why we're here too. Reverend Kirkland will give the invocation.
Okay. Maybe bow the head. Father in heaven, as we come this evening, we come with humble hearts and with thanksgiving and with praises unto thy holy name. O God, as we come this evening, we ask you to lend us your spirit. As ever a time we need your spirit is in days like these. O God, we are thankful that everything is well with us as it is. As we continue, we ask you to continue thy rich blessings. We realize that all heaven and earth is trusted in thy hand. We realize that you God, and beside thee there is none other. We realize, Father, that you works in mysterious ways, and your wonders is to perform. You plant your footstep upon the sea, and you ride upon the storm. O God, as we come this evening, we ask you to forgive us of our many sins. O God, we realize that you heard us pray long days ago. We ask you to hear us this evening. Have mercy upon those that, under the sound of my weak voice this evening, give them courage, give them faith that they may keep on. O God, have mercy upon the cause that we are here for this evening. Strengthen us while we're weak and build us up while we're torn down. have mercy upon the bereaved family this morning. Let them know that we are in serving a true and a living God. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon this community. Bind us together as Christians and in love with one another. We are thankful this evening that you have kept us out of the hands of unreasonable men. That you said in your word that you was a rock in a weary land. You was a shelter in time of a storm. Have mercy upon us. Along with us and stand by us when life's even journey is over. Give us a resting place where we can praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't care a name abroad. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just take her in your bosom and carry her to the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now we would like to sing a song that has a great deal of inspiration to us in the movement, and we hope that it will rub off on everybody connected. It's Old Freedom.
Most of you know about those three missing boys, but we got to finish what they started, and the only way we'll be able to do that is by stopping. Sure, it's raining, and it's deserted and everybody else. From taking advantage of us Negroes. We got to keep up our banner. That's the saying says, stand up and be counted. They have to fight communists. Now we got to start saying, stand up and be counted. They have to get our freedom. Yeah. And the only way we'll do that is by supporting. And supporting will be the only way. And by taking part and being interested in the movement. And we can do that any day and any time. One thing you got to do. Just build up a sign. It says, freedom now, Cora. That's the only way you'll get your freedom. And the only way you'll get your freedom is by stopping Sheriff Raymond and all his deputies and the claims and everything else from being segregation. And starting making them being immigration, not segregation. And that's the only way you'll be able to do it. The only way. You can bet your bottom dollar. If you don't be able to do it that way, there'll be no other way. And that's the only way. Sheriff Raymond is the cause of this, and all these other deputies, and the claim. And we can stop that today. If you only take one step ahead, just one little step, that's all. That's all we're asking for, one step. And then they'll see how brave we are. They'll see we're not scared no more. They'll see the Negroes are tired of taking time for them. And Tyler saying, Miss Ann, and Uncle Joe, they'll see that. They'll see that we ain't scared no more. You just heard from my little brother, Ben Cheney. You see, folks, he's not afraid. My mother's not afraid. I'm not afraid. So you shouldn't be afraid either. James weren't afraid. You should stand up and be counted just as he was and just as Ben is being counted. People, I want to tell you today, just like he said, if it hadn't been for the sheriff Rain and his deputies and all, my brother and his two companions would be alive, I believe. And I want to tell you, that man in Jackson that calls himself the governor of Mississippi, he's a poor man. And I will tell you people, you got to elect the next governor of Mississippi. Because you see, you all have to stay in Mississippi just as well as I do. And I want to tell you, y'all better act right and get up and be counted. Go down to those polls and register to vote. So you will be able to elect your new governor. You will get the man that you knew would do your job and do what you say do. Not like you got down there now. You heard some reports he said about my mother and the family. But I want to tell you, we aren't saying anything because we know we're right. And we want to tell y'all to do as we are doing. Go down there and register to vote. Be counted. That'd be the only way you get your freedom, just like Ben said. I was supposed to read a poem to you all, but I thought I'd rather say this, because I think you'd understand this better than you would that poem. Thank you.
To the congregation, I want to say that I'm happy to be present this afternoon. I want everybody to hear this that I got to say on this paper. The seventh is religion in the world of crisis. The underlying course of strife and unrest in the world today is men drawing a circle around themselves, shutting others out. The one solution to the problem is religion. Not just religion, but Christian religion. The one solution to the problem is there are two main forces at work, one to shut one out and to take in. This is the most critical decision confronting each member of the race. It is the central issue in the concept of one world, a world united under the mandate of God and the brotherhood of man. The origin of the problem is heightened by the fact that the outcome of many present-day conflicts hinge upon it. The sooner man realizes all men are brothers, whether we live in a remote section of Mississippi, or Fifth Avenue in New York, or on a little known island in the sea, sooner our strife and unrest will vanish. We can draw a circle and shut out, or we can draw a circle and in Clues. To exclude means death in solution. To include means life in the even widened circle of the friendship of men. Fellow students, that is the importance of religion today. Love and live. Hate and die. Live and let live. Love and be loved. Thank you.
Guide my feet.
Well, you all know that I am Fannie Lee Shane, the mother of James Shane. Y'all know what my child was doing? He was trying for us all to make a better living. And he had two fellas from New York. Had their own home and everything. Didn't have nothing to worry. But they come here to help us. Did y'all know they come here to help us? They died for us.
Yes,
they
did.
They died for us. Now, if we gonna let that be in vain, I can't let my child wait go in vain like this. And his two come down. Nicky Swallow, he was just like a son of mine. He was just like my son, as James was my son. James told me when he came in from Canton, he said, Mother, you just don't know. He said, but he can't yet, I can do. I said, what you mean? He said, Mama, you just don't have no. He said, I went to school 2 weeks in Jackson. He said, I was nice for me. And the whole 9 months I had it, had it high, and the whole 16 years I went to school. He said, I learned something in them 2 weeks. That's what my child said. He asked, well, James, I'm glad it. I was laying across the bed. He said, you know what, Mama? I said, what? He said, Mrs. Swan. He said, I ain't never known a person could live on earth like him. I said, what do you mean? He said, Mama, what you think? He said, that man is that thing. He said, do you know what, Mom? I said, what? He said, I'll go with him and I'll die for him. I'll do anything he tell me to do. He said, because, Mama, he's down here to help us. And he said, I'm not going to let him do it by himself. He said, I'm going with him. And I'm going to be with him. I said, well, if that's what you want, I said, I'm with you. I said, I'm with you and Mickey Bo. I said, this is me. And that was my child. And it was Mickey and the Amy. They was mine, too. And I just don't want those children work to be in vain.
Don't know.
It can't afford to be lost. They's gone. They was beat. They was dogged. Now we're going to let all of that die. They did. We're going to let all of that die. No. I can't let it die. No, sir, I never let my child wait for anything. I want to know if somebody's going to help me.
Yes.
Is y'all going to help me?
Yes.
I said I wasn't going to say nothing. But I just couldn't stay here and stand up here and sit up here and not say something. When my child drove lights, I'd tell the district church and would you sit up. His first marriage meeting right here. Next time he come back, it was a breakdown. Who's that grave himself? What happened? Now it's time for we to pray. It's time for us to get close now. And if we're going to do so, we better try to do it now. I want help.
Yes.
I want help.
Yes.
And I need all of you all.
Yes.
Everybody up there on the day's helping me. They's behind me 100%.
Yes.
Everywhere y'all went, they's behind me 100%. But right here at home, at home is where I need help at.
Yes, don't
know. I want to get together here at home. And I mean, I'm looking for y'all to help me. Please, don't let those children wait to go in vain.
Amen.
They dead. Don't let this wait die.
Yes.
That's when freedom started.
Yes.
When they beat and scorned and juke my child and those other people. That's when freedom started. Y'all don't know. Y'all's a lot of his mother.
Yeah.
A lot of his... Well, look, our children gone, but not now we went like mine.
Yes, yes.
It's hard.
Yes, yes.
It's hard. But every time it's something about freedom and somewhere to go, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready. I want to go.
Yes.
I got to go.
Gotta go.
Some of the children told me to see me there at the house. I said, my head is hurting. He said, Mom, you ready? I said, yes, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm sure enough going.
Yes.
Don't nobody else don't go
yes.
because I'm going. And I meant to come. And yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So, that will be all this time.
some of the places that Christ took. Because he said, if you come after me, take up the cross and follow me. Now I can see here why we are not a means to the cross. Because he desired us to follow him. And I want to say right here that I can see these boys, these young men, who desired the cross. They were willing to take up the cross for lots of us are not able to bear the cross that they were bearing. God Christ came to save the world from its sins by shedding his blood on the cross. And by shedding his blood on the cross, he gave us life to have it more abundantly. And I see these boys that died here in Neshoba County, that we may have life in Neshoba County and Mississippi more abundantly. Well, I think sometimes, quite often, in God's great creation, it involved men, it involved humanity and many things. I can see it involving these boys here in Mississippi, as it did. It involved them here in Neshoba County, that they must come to the cross. Then I can see that reading John the 15th and the 13th verse, he said, those, any man who lays down his life for his friend, what greater thing can he do for our friend? He has given it all. These fellows have laid down their lives here in Neshoba County. They have laid down their lives in Mississippi. They have laid down their lives in America that we might have life more abundant. Nor are we willing to accept this cross. Though they were destroyed outright, but the cause that they stood for is not dead. This cause will be here. The cause that Christ died for on the cross is still here with us. And it will be here. I'll say this evening that all the cops in Philadelphia and Neshoba County, all the cops in the United States of America, all the cops around the world won't be able to kill this cold. No other heathen will be able to kill this cold. And I pray that these boys' life will not be in vain, but it is given for the best cause, that we who are living can stand up and fight to the end. This heaven that the white man has made here in Neshoba County, which is the Negro's hell, let us stand up and make it heaven for ourselves as he has made it for his. Praise his name. Praise the name of these fellows who have given their lives. Praise the name of Sister Cheney, who has been so, with so much courage upon her, to stand up here and speak. I wonder how many mothers here, if they had experienced such an incident, could they speak like this? Oh, Lord, have mercy upon her. Keep her. Right here, I could see if these young men could come back today. If one could come back and just relate his experience here in Neshoba County, I could see the whole world tremble. And I could see these boys saying that one day I was lost, and the sun just shook and my chains fell off. That's what I want to hear from everybody in Neshoba County, the boy, that these chains have fallen off. We pray that these boys' death is not in vain. And I am sure, I have great hope. They have gone down in history as the greatest hero in our time. Let us give reverence to them. Let us praise their name. Let us hold up the cross as they have held it up. Praise his name, O Father. Have mercy.
outside.
Joy in the
abide with us here and forevermore. Let us all say, it ain't no use turning on.
cut off. No, I don't mean it too.
Oh, God. Let's go. Congressmen who who have wrote their newspapers, who have called the Justice Department and like that, and who have demanded that the Justice Department, instead of just, quote, investigating, unquote, that they do a little bit more than investigate.
I want to go back there and get more of this chalk bitterness. Reminds me of the chalk bitterness meetings of the Red Chinese after the revolution. I gave it the name chalk bitterness because that's exactly what it is. Every child was trying to get off his chest the bitterness that he's felt and being kicked and beaten and knocked around by the white man here in the South. This confusion that you hear in the beginning of this tape.
No,
there's.
I want to give you.
Jimmy.
I know. I'm taking you.
It's part of the election of delegates in one of the classes to the Freedom Democratic Party mock convention. No. So just ignore it.
He could not. He talked no teeth in the bottom of the mouth at all. He won't get a woman. I, you know, just somebody to see that. Somebody comes at night. Oh, maybe you'll think.